Talking Rubbish by Jill Webb.
I'm saying now.
Did you want the news on before lunch, Edie?
Go on then.
Mind, it's usually only COVID, and telling us numbers of folk in hospital and poor folk what have died, all said in matter-of-fact way. Then in next breath there's some garbage about folk wondering when nail bars are open. Never had them in our day. You just cut your nails short and bit off sharp bits. Who's reading it, any road?
Lucrezia Amilarini.
Oh, her. She sounds like Italian coffee. I like Tom Bradby, me. Sounds more like he's talking to you, not just reading out words you can't relate to. And you can tell when he can't believe what he's reading sometimes.
But he's only on at 10. I can't keep me eyes open by then.
I can. Nice looking young man.
Oh, I need me sleep. Put me thoughts in order before, like, so I can settle. Because there's nothing worse than stuff going round and round in your mind that's smothering you. I find a cup of warm milk helps me drop off too.
What is there to mither you? We don't do out most a day right now.
Well, Pat asked me for Rosa, the new lady, what stuff we recycle still, and I tried to think of what we could recycle and what we couldn't. And I just like to think I've said right thing to folk, given them the right information, like.
Fascinating. Trouble with you, Eth, is your mind is full of stuff. I'd just tell her to look on notice board. Wouldn't give it another thought. She talks a load of codswallop most of the time, and I put her straight. Sleep like a baby, me.
It wasn't codswallop, Edie. It was about rubbish.
I rest my case.
Really, Edie, you and I are so different. I just can't think like you.
We're like jing and jang, aren't we, Eth?
Yes, I suppose we are a bit yin and yang. By the way, Pat were telling me she had to go into hospital again as a day patient for a lump to be removed. Did you know?
No. Did you have a local anaesthetic for it then?
No, she had to go to Hastings Conquest.
Oh, you daft thing. I meant local as opposed to general anaesthetic.
Oh, silly me. Yes, local. It were on her nose.
Probably got it caught in bin when she were looking for recycling.
Edie, really?
Well, you have to have a laugh to lighten these boring days.
You're not wrong. Oh, now look, we've missed the headlines.
Never mind, I'll catch them at 10 with Tom. He could put his slippers under me bed any time he likes.
Edie, really, you're so naughty.
Oh, let me have a bit of fun. A girl can dream, can't she? Helps cheer up these rubbish days, eh, Eth?
Oh, that reminds me, I must empty me bin.